Thanks, guys.
You'll have to call us back.
Yeah, I'll have to.
Another 3 years.
Do it over the phone.
Yeah.
Tune in 2014.
Good luck with recording this weekend.
Thank you.
With Jay Einer from Team Strike Force. 5 minutes and many, many, many other bands. Do you have a website still or anything? Do you ever had one?
Not a website. There's still MySpace there. And
that's a website.
I think there's a Bandcamp thing.
Oh, there is a Bandcamp.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen
it. It's because I put it up and then I don't have the internet anymore. So. So it's kind of like I can't really maintain anything.
The low maintenance site.
Awesome. So if anyone wants anything, they feel free to call me.
Yeah.
Ben,
your phone
please.
Doesn't work.
Yeah. You know. No, it works.
Yeah, it works.
Or well. Just come and hang out with me.
Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Good luck with also the illegal festival in Toronto.
Shh, stop saying illegal.
Sorry.
I think they like we're fucked now.
Now they know Thor's coming to bend the CN Tower now.
Well, I won't podcast the show until October the 15th. It's all good. It's all good.
No, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for
thank
everything.
Thank you.
And coming up next, Funk My Life with Ochre.
That is us. Hello, you're listening now to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and we are a show all about remix soul and remix funk and everything in between. As we'll see, that includes a little bit of hip-hop and a bit of... it's an interesting mix of actually not just hip-hop, but hip-hop and dubstep and almost like a down-tempo chill set as well. But we're going to start things off with a little bit of house music, as we tend to like it exciting. And this will be very obvious what song it is once you hear the chorus, as all it is the chorus plus some beats. So this is your host Ochre, spelt like poker without the P, but not the color, but pronounced like the color nonetheless. Anywho, this is We Are Family. It's a mashup with Hatira's and Groove Salers.
We are family.
Slow, slow, and yes, Song the clip. home for great live music in Vancouver.
September 8th, Freak Out with San Francisco Psych Rockers Sleepy Sun, sharing the stage with White Hills and Red Cedar. Expect to hear lots of cuts from Fever, the new album out on ATP Recordings.
September 19th, prepare to have your mind blown by supersonic showman Bob Log III, a one-man slide guitar army who performs in a super tight jumpsuit and a motorcycle helmet with a microphone that's a telephone attached. You heard me. September 22nd, find out if Regina's Library Voices can all fit on the Biltmore stage as they tour across the continent playing tracks from their new album, Summer of Lust. Dinosaur Bones and the Provincial Archival open the show.
September 26th, see Giant Sand take the stage in support of the new album, Blurry Blue Mountain. Cloud Splitter and Wool on Wolves will warm up the stage.
For more information on these and other shows, including how to get tickets, visit BiltmoreCabaret.com.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and we started that set off with Sister Sledge, We Are Family, and now that's a mashup between Toronto-based Hatiris and German producer Groove Stylers, and I guess it's an Ochre remix, so since I put that together, it's just that I've had a hell of a time finding a good dance remix of We Are Family. So these two guys had had their own respective versions, and it didn't entirely mesh on its own, but together they worked pretty well. So we played that, and then we followed that up with Chili Gonzalez's track You Can Dance. That's the Gemini Club remix. Now he's best known, that is, Chili Gonzalez is best known for his production work with Feist, Peaches, and Maki, and you can tell that he's a Canadian as a result. He's collaborated as well with Jamie Liddell and Bucks 65, so most of you have probably heard his work, even though you might not know his name if you don't. Now, Gemini Club Remix being the group that remixed it, they're a three-piece indie electronic dance band from Chicago, Illinois. Now, it's a popular track out there. It's very bubblegum catchy. And we follow that up with Elvis's A Little Bit of Conversation by Ski Whiff. That's a Ski Whiff remix. Now, he's one of our most favorite Brit, funky breakbeat type of mixers out there. Follow that up with Aretha Franklin's Respect. Now, that's the Two Shoes edit. Nice B-more track of Aretha Franklin's classic, and the producer, Two Shoes, is from Canberra, that is Australia, and he's more of a bootleg producer, so he takes these samples and tracks from On Air and from broadcast MP3s, and then he puts it together in a remix. You can get his stuff on SoundCloud, Two Shoes, one word. And then we follow that up with a mix that I stole from Alex Metric, who's a BBC broadcaster, or used to be a BBC DJ until he went off to do his own thing. That went from Kylie Minogue's Slow, that's a Chemical Brothers remix, to David Bowie's Let's Dance, and that's the Hi-Tac remix. Hi-Tac being a Netherlands DJ who did this remix in 2007, and he tends to be extremely electronic, but as you can hear, he does dabble in vintage music. So these two tracks fit together quite nicely, thanks to Alex Metric's little bit of a remix. Now, we are almost half past the hour, and that's when we try to see these degrees of separation from old tracks and new tracks. But tonight, we're going to look at an old track and an older track. In fact, they're only 3 years apart, both from the 1960s. It really surprised me tonight to find out, well, not tonight, but this week, to find out that Marvin Gaye's I Heard It Through the Grapevine is not actually originally performed and recorded by Marvin Gaye. It's written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong in 1966. Now, it's a signature track of Marvin Gaye, along with, in my opinion, What's Going On and Sexual Healing. So it really caught me off guard to find out it's not actually the original release. Now, the songs in the psychedelic soul subgenre, with a relationship beginning to break up as its theme. So it's about a man who has no clue that his relationship is in a bad state, and only finds out after gossip that his lover is cheating on him. And it's a track written by, once again, Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong. And Whitfield is the main producer with all four versions, all four main version, I should say, in cooperation with these four different groups, and he was a producer. So Whitfield's the main guy. The Marvin Gaye version is the most focused on pain and confusion, and instrumentally it reflects that, as Whitfield surrounds Gaye's vocals with horror film strings, voodoo drums, and percussion in an ominous electronic piano line doubled by the guitar. Now, Marvin would record this psychedelic soul style until after the release of What's Going On in 1971, before setting into a funk sound of the 1970s that eventually led to very prominent things like disco and ultimately house music. So we're going to listen to the original, not the original first. I keep thinking it is the original, but here's Marvin Gaye's version, and then see if we can, there's quite a number of versions that came before Marvin Gaye's version, and it'd be awesome to, if you could take a guess at what it is. If you guessed it was Gladys Knight in the Pips, you're wrong. This one's a bit tricky because there's so many famous covers, including Gladys Knight and Creedence Clearwater Revival, and countless little ones, little groups that have done covers on it. And let's go through them all. So Gladys Knight in the Pips' version came out September 25th, 1967. Marvin Gaye released his version on a year later, October 30th, 1968. So a lot of people think that it's Gladys Knight, but the fact is Marvin Gaye recorded his version first, but then didn't release it until after Gladys Knight has. And the CCR, the Creedence Clearwater Revival version of it, released theirs in 1970, so that's not it either. Now, if we compare the different versions to each other, we'll see a bit of a variation. So Marvin Gaye's is very, very down-tempo, very, very almost dark and brooding, while Gladys Knight is very upbeat and very happy. And then you have CCR, who take it to the realm of American rock music and incorporating a harsher, hoarser voice, as well as a return to the psychedelic sound. Now, musically, the track follows this transition from this gospel soul of the 1960s to this funk sound of the 1970s, which ultimately led to things like disco and house music, with the introduction of new synths and sampling technologies. So the original people who did it, it's no big surprise, I guess, if you follow Motown music, but I'm completely new to soul, so this is as much of an educational experience for me as for many people. It was Smokey Robinson in the Miracles with their version of I Heard It Through the Grapevine, released in 1966. So let's go through that. Smokey Robinson in the Miracles, 1966. 1967 was Gladys Knight and the Pips. 1968 was Marvin Gaye. And then we have CCR with theirs in 1970. Those are the prominent oldie versions. So we'll listen to this 1966 version, quite an old track.
Watch from the t- so many things, the things I couldn't learn till I went through, the things I didn't know till I met you. Now I'm learning the hard way, learning the hard way, learning the hard way to be true. Now I'm learning the hard way. Words of a feather walk together, and if you got a problem, talk together. So you tear down south, sleep in the bare weather. Whoa, whoa.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. At Distributel, all high-speed internet services include unlimited downloads, so you'll never have to worry about caps or contracts again.
With Distributel, you'll pay the same low price every month no matter how much you download. Plus, for a limited time only, enjoy free installation on all internet services. For more information, call 1-855-USAVE, visit distributel.ca, or find Distributel on Facebook to access cool contests. Distributel, welcome to a world without limits.
All right, you are listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is your host, Ochre. Like the color spelled differently, I have a very exciting bit of news. Drum roll. So, I've got a residency. So that means I'm staff DJ at a venue downtown. And many of you knew about the closing of the Lotus Hotel chain. So that was Lotus, Lick, and Honey Lounge. And it was bought out and reopened as a new club. This one's called the Retro Vinyl Lounge. And on Sunday, I performed there. And we killed it. So, got Saturdays, every Saturday, although not this Saturday and not the 15th. In my stead will be DJ Raj playing a lot of disco. So as the name implies, we do play vintage music, which is fantastic. That's what I've been looking for a very long time. One of the reasons why I was very hesitant about partnering up with venues, because we want that vintage music representation, because we are a show about soul and funky stuff, not just funk music. So I was trying to explain just yesterday to people that Funk My Life isn't really like a soul show. We don't... let's put it this way. There's Ice Cream Social, who play excellent music, and I love them, but they play a lot of these original singles, whereas we are all about the remixes, about the samplings. So not only just old music, but new music that's produced by both... I don't know. That's produced and released today with both new material that people created with synthesizers and whatnot, as well as old material that people have sampled to bring into the new age. So, you know, a popular artist known for that is Kanye West. Lily Allen, another very popular artist who samples stuff from old reggae samples. And you have Jay-Z doing much of the same thing. So it's very much a part of the top 40s culture, except we deviate a little bit from that, yet we still keep the dancing vibe, and that's exactly the kind of thing we're into. So remixes of like just tonight, We Are Family, that kind of house danceable but soulful funky dance music. So speaking of new things, one of the new bands that I've just heard about, and I feel like I'm behind the times on this, is The Weeknd, and this is a track called High For This. And The Weeknd is this, I think, Ethiopian, I gotta check my notes. So The Weeknd is an Ethiopian Canadian Toronto based R&B singer. He does incredible stuff. So once again, from last week, we talked a little bit about using soul samples for hip hop, and this is using soul and R&B with dubstep and hip-hop all at once, and it's something radically different, and it's beautiful to listen to. So this is The Weeknd, High For This, and we'll talk a little bit more about this track as well as others when we come back.
I'm right here, even though I know what you're feeling. It's okay, girl. I feel it too. Let it be, baby. Breathe. I swear I'm right here. We'll be good. I promise we'll be so good. Yeah. Open your head. Take a glass. Don't be scared. I'm right here. Even though you don't
right, we are just about ready to conclude. We'll play one more song after this, and after us is the ever-lovable Pierre with Oral Tentacles, who will bring you right into the early morning. You've been listening to Funk My Life. If you like what you've been hearing, you can always subscribe to our podcast, as well as our now actually updated blog at funkmylife.com. And there'll be, as like I was saying, Saturday night gigs at Retro Vinyl Lounge, the old Lotus, which is right across the street from Tinseltown. So exciting stuff, exciting stuff. What you've been listening to is Funk in the Air by Bad Boy, one of our Netherlandese producers. Before that was a Weekend. Hi for this. Sorry, no, that's not true. Before this was Feist's One Evening. That's the Clayton and Fulcrum remix, one of these new producers that I've really been getting into. They produce a lot of everything, some house, but mostly funky, chill remixes of other artists. And before that was The Weeknd, and with the track High for This from House of Balloons, which was released in 2011, so just this year, and it's part of a trilogy. So the next one's released this autumn, and it's going to be called Echoes of Silence. The first one, the first of the many mixtapes, that is, first of the three mixtapes, was released in... So House of Balloons was released in March 2011, and Thursday is released on August 18th, 2011. So it should be out by now. I haven't heard it yet because The Weeknd is a completely new artist to me. So I'm definitely going to check them out. So we're going to leave you guys off with a little bit of Chromeo. And this is the Lifelike remix of Needy Girl. It's quite a nice dance track. So once again, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Tonight.